Good morning and welcome to the Doctor Answers Show. It might not be morning, it could be any time of day. The nature of podcasts is inherently confusing time-wise. Just pretend I've said whatever time you're at. And call me on the usual number or email me at questions@doctoranswers.co.uk using the abbreviated form of Doctor, DR, so it's like dranswers.co.uk, okay? UK. Alright? We'll soldier on, shall we?
Science is fun.
Science.
Okay, you're through to Doctor Answers. Which one's your name and what's where you are?
Hello, my name's Robert Reitz.
Robert Reitz. Is it Reitz?
Reitz, yes.
Robert Reitz. So what's your question?
Well, I actually dug in last week.
Really?
I think I did get on, but I got cut off or something.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it, Dr. Answers. I'm on now, aren't I?
Oh, yes.
I've been quite excited this week, actually. My question is...
Is it the same question as last week?
It is, actually.
Still burning you up, is it?
I haven't found the answer in the intervening week.
No, you haven't found... Have you looked?
Yeah, I went on the internet, but I couldn't find anything.
Okay, well, what's your question?
I was just wondering, you know, can robots play guitar?
Oh, I think playing the guitar's probably too complicated for a robot, I think. I know that robots can do some amazing things, but I don't think playing the guitar is one of them. I mean... There's Asimo, that child robot. He can walk upstairs very slowly, and he can get round corners like no one's business. But I don't think he can play the guitar.
He runs funny, though, doesn't he?
He does have a funny run. But, you know, that's no reason to dislike a child, because they've got a funny run.
I think technically it's not running, it's Olympic walking, actually. We've had a robot child Olympic walker there.
Well, no, but he's a cheating Olympic walker because...
Well, because of the battery.
No, because his foot does leave the ground when he runs.
Oh, no, so he's actually running.
But he doesn't play the guitar.
No, maybe when he grows up, he'll learn.
In his teenage years.
Probably.
Yeah. So I don't think a robot can play the guitar, but maybe one day in the future.
It's going to be a different place, isn't it, the future?
It'll be a different time, and the place will be... It'll be the same. It'll seem different, but the place will be the same. Different time, though, the future. Who knows what'll happen?
I wish I could live to see it, you know, in the future.
Well, some of us will.
Maybe the children or the children's children will live in the future.
Yeah, they definitely will.
I'd like to think so.
So I don't think there are any guitar-playing robots, I'm afraid. But like I say, who knows?
One day. Thanks very much for your help, Dr. Anthony.
My pleasure. Thanks for waiting a week.
It was worth it. I was going to say it was worth the wait.
I'm glad.
Maybe I'll speak to you again next week. Okay, see
you. Bye-bye.
Take care now. Bye.
Ooh, let's have another phone call. Let's see who's on the line now.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah?
My question is, if a spider were the size of a man, what would he eat? And why?
Well, I mean, a human-sized spider would probably eat something about the same size as a fly. I mean, like, probably just birds. He'd probably just eat birds, actually.
There's spiders that eat birds already.
Oh, yeah, the bird-eating spider. So I guess it would have to eat something else, something equivalent to a fly, like a dog or a baby. And I mean, a baby also is already wrapped up in swaddling, like a kind of cocoon. And I guess a spider could just pop that in his... I guess he'd have a shed.
Okay. Instead of a web.
Instead of a web. Just store it there, I guess. The dogs he would probably just keep on the floor.
Right. And also, I have a follow-up question. If it was the other way around, if you had a wee man the size of a spider, what would he eat? Because surely a man wouldn't he want to... It's a fly.
And a fly would be about, like, the size of a rucksack, wouldn't it?
For a wee man,
no. Yeah, there's no way I'd want to tuck into a... Well, if I were a spider-sized human, I'd probably... I know what I would eat. I would get some mince meat, and I'd eat the little particles of mince, and they would be like burgers, wouldn't they?
Oh, that's great.
So I'd just eat burgers.
Oh, well, thanks very much, Dr. Answers. Bye.
My pleasure.
When you study science, you discover the marvelous interrelationships between all living things.
Hi, you're through the Doctor Answers.
Yeah, I just want to know how long does a house take to burn down?
A normal house?
Yeah.
Like a normal fire?
Yeah.
20 minutes?
Oh. Oh, wow.
Okay, who's the next caller on the show? Who's on line naught?
Borada.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from? I'm going to guess it's Wales.
I am calling from Wales, actually. Yes. Can you guess my name?
Is it Di?
No.
And what's your question for Dr. Answers?
Oh, my mate, he reckons he can see the wind. Is he talking rot or can he?
He said he can see the wind.
Yeah. You know, when it's a windy day, he goes, oh, look at that wind. Oh, isn't that wind amazing? Look at the colour of that. Can anyone else see it, or is it just me? Oh, is it just me that can see that wind? Actually see the wind as a physical thing? Like that.
I mean, describing any sense perception is essentially describing pattern of experience. And there's no way to know whether our patterns are the same as anyone else's. All we can really know is that they happen at the same time.
Okay.
I mean, I can't have any idea whether you see colours the same as me, for example. I mean, what I see is blue, you might see as red. But if we both say the same sound when we see them, then we would never know that they're different.
Well, you'd know if I saw blue and you say saw red, because if you pointed something red and said that's red,
no, but
I didn't know that's blue.
They could be swapped round as well. We can't know if your mate can see the wind.
He lies about a lot of things, though. He said he once saw a zebra in the back of a car.
It sounds like you should probably take it with a pinch of salt, to be honest.
I'll tell him he said that. Thanks very much, Dr. Answers.
Thank you very much.
North Star, carry on.
Bye.
Yes.
Thanks. Bye. Unless all these LEDs are a bunch of liars, there should be someone on line 18.
Hello?
19.
Hello?
Look like an 8. Hello.
All right, man, my name's Mario Houseman.
Great to speak to you. What's your question?
Well, Peter's always moaning about coal and oil and that and running out and that and finding some other alternative. Like, why not just use batteries? I mean, staring you right in the face. There's someone whose job it is to figure all that sort of stuff out, isn't it?
But,
and I just work in a car shop and I thought of that. Batteries.
It's not my
responsibility,
Mario,
and I'm not even getting paid for it. This
Mario, the thing about
should be.
Mario,
he should come down here and sell some cards. Give me the day off. I've earned it, haven't I?
About batteries it's not as simple as just using batteries, because where are these batteries going to come from? I mean, they have to be disposed of properly, you know. And
what about using rechargeable batteries? Then you don't even have to chuck them away.
Well, yeah, but you would in the end. They don't last forever. You know, you're going to have to chuck them away at some point. And anyway, rechargeable batteries rely on electricity to charge them up. Where's that going to come from? Well, we can't. I mean, if
lightning?
We're not. No, come on. We can't use batteries.
Lightning?
Or lightning.
Nuclear explosions?
They're not going to work.
Oh.
No, it's. You've not solved the problem, I'm afraid.
I got all excited there.
Aww.
Oh, well. Doesn't matter.
Okay, well, thanks for ringing.
Okay.
Why is there lightning?
Science.
Hello?
Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name's Paul.
Hi, Paul, what's your question?
What's the deal with scaffolding? Is it actually attached to the building or what? Or is it like a freestanding thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, the thing with scaffolding is that nobody ever goes that near to it. I mean, you walk under it.
Yeah.
But you think it must be anchored to the building because it goes so high.
Yeah, but when they take it off, there's no big hook mark.
Exactly, you don't see them attach it to it. Yeah, it's a mystery. But the thing is, the reason why we don't know is because no one's brave enough to go up to a load of scaffolding and just pull. Just go up to it, give it a tug, see what happens. People don't walk under it, though, do they? Because they assume there's ladders. Even if there's no obvious ladders, people just assume, oh, there'll be ladders somewhere up there.
What's that, like superstition?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the point, because I never thought that. I do walk under scaffolding.
So do I.
Maybe that's why
but then I'm a scientist, so...
it doesn't affect you, does it?
So, no, unfortunately, I have no idea. But like I said, go up to some, give it a pull, see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, good luck.
All right, cheers.
Okay, cheerio. Bye-bye.
Algebra, chemistry, physics, science.
Hello, you're the next caller, so it's time for you to speak.
Hello.
Speak. Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name's Brian Davidson and I'm calling from the suburbs of Manchester.
Brian Davidson.
It's about one of your earlier calls, about the robots playing guitar.
Oh, yes.
I'm actually a bit of an expert in that field.
Oh,
I lecture on robotics and also work on some military projects for the government. So, robots do play guitar.
They really?
They do.
They do play guitar.
And not just guitars.
Wow.
In fact, in Japan, there's a whole band.
Really? A whole band of robots?
Yeah. There's one on bass guitar, lead guitar, rhythm. There's a massive one that plays a Hammond organ.
Wow. Mm. Everyone loves Hammond organ.
Mm. And they play Beatles covers. You see, the very interesting question is, will a robot ever write a song?
And robots don't write songs? They don't at the moment?
At the moment, no, they don't write songs. That'll be the big breakthrough when they do.
But for now, they just play covers?
For now, at the moment, they're basically a cover band. As I say, the interesting question is, will they write a song? And what genre will it be, of course? Because
Gabba?
Sorry?
I just said Gabba, sorry.
It depends on what the robots
are programmed to. Would people program the robots?
You have to persuade it rather than program it at that stage.
Oh, wow, I see. I guess robots are going to be more like people as time progresses.
Almost. They'll be like people, but they'll be our slaves. They'll be there to do the tasks that humans don't want to do, you know, listening to people telling you about their dreams, etc.
Right.
Or slightly more importantly, in military confrontations, they can actually be there acting as soldiers, in essence, replacing soldiers with these robots.
Mm, but surely if you arm a load of robots, there's the potential that they could end up killing all the people.
I know, but they'll still very much be our slaves, much in the same way that we are God's slaves.
Well, hang on, that's not right, because even if you believe in God, no one thinks we're his... No one says that we're his slaves, right?
Well, I'm God's slave, and if God wants to kill a robot, then so be it.
Right, okay, well, thanks for ringing. Oh, yes, okay. Has that answered your question about literally everything that is science-related? No? Well, email your questions to questions@doctoranswers.co.uk, doctor spelled DR, and I will answer it. It's my thing. Right, well, let's take another phone call. Who's next on the line?
Hello.
Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Michael Rubens, and I'm calling from Lancashire.
Michael Rubens from Lancashire.
Hi, how's it going?
Hello, what's your question?
Like, you know what I'm saying, right? You know you can have a pig's heart translated into your body?
Transplanted?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you can have that done. Why can't you have a lion's mouth transplanted on your face?
It's because pigs are physiologically similar to man, that's why.
Why not choose a monkey?
It's not really a choice. People don't choose to have pigs' organs, you know, above other... It's not like there's a parade of animals and they choose a pig. Who would choose a pig?
Why wouldn't they choose... Why not have a monkey?
Well, we already do enough stuff to monkeys. I think we should lay off them a little bit. We already put, like, prongs in their mind and shampoo on their fingers, so... You know, in terms of stealing their organs, I think we're on thin ice.
So, if you don't want to be cruel to the monkeys, you've got to be cruel to the pigs if you're taking their heart, because they'll probably want to use it, unless they've, like, died of old age or something. But
yeah, I don't think the pigs have died of old age, to be honest. You know, old age isn't really a big thing in the animal world.
Things, though, they live to 100 and they don't die.
Yeah, but, I mean, the things that live to 100 are things that, you know... they don't have predators in the world. There's nothing taking them out before they... I mean, you ever tried to kill a tortoise?
Briefly.
How? How were you going
to... It's on its back and had a go at the underside, but they're still quite tough on the under. And then I sort of poked in it, but its head had gone in, and then they put it back in the sea. There's no way I could have a lion's mouth then. Wouldn't it be brutal? Just be... And then you'd just, you know, tell people to go away.
I think you can have a pig's... You can have pig stuff...
Right.
And that's it, I think, I'm afraid.
Right.
Okay, yeah, well, thanks for ringing, and
right.
I'm sorry you can't have a lion's mouth on your face.
Right.
Science.
Just before I go, it's competition time. Had a bit of a mix-up last week, so there's no answer today. But this week's carbon-yielding question is, which of these is safe to drink? Is it A, arsenic, B, another poison, or C, a delicious glass of water? Get your answers to competition@doctoranswers.co.uk, Dr. Answers, and there's a fair chance that what you win could possibly be, perhaps, something along the lines of a diamond of infinite value. Good luck.
Dr. Answers was brought to you by James Shakeshaft and David L.E. Davis. Question at drancers.co.uk.